So, in the month of January of this year, we'll mark the anniversary, 1981, of the planting of this church here in North Adams. And that church was planted by a man who was a church planter, Brother Les Ainsworth. But there are other churches that helped establish this church. They made a part of their missions program. And so some of you, many of you, came to know Christ because this church was planted here. Or your children came to know Jesus as their Savior. But there were other Christians throughout the United States that were praying for this ministry. They were sending money to establish this church. And many of you came to know Jesus as your Savior. You know, it might not have been this ministry, but maybe you got saved in another ministry that at some point had a start somewhere. And that story could have been told about that ministry. And so part of the walk that we have as believers is just a gratitude to those who came before us and the price that they paid financially and prayerfully so that we could know Jesus as our Savior. And that's what we're doing with missions. We're just helping other churches get started so that red and yellow, black and white, accept Jesus as their Savior. Many, many years ago, I wasn't even in the ministry yet, I don't believe, but I was at a preacher's meeting with my preacher, and I heard a pastor by the name of Jim Edge said this: we need to be reminded that the throne of grace is not draped in red, white, and blue. It is draped in red, and that's the blood of Jesus Christ. So honestly, I can say as I approach my 30th year of being involved in missions, pastoring this church, is for 30 years we've supported missionaries. I would probably say, with the exception, of course, of the souls that God has allowed me to lead to Christ, that the highlight of 30 years of missions has been a missions outreach. So all over the world for 30 years, and before that, because that's what Brother Ainsworth believed, that all over the world for all of these years, since the 1980s, he used to say this, and just like the British Empire, the sun never set at one time on the British Empire. The sun never sets on the ministry of Mount Greylock Baptist Church because we have missionaries all over the world. And this morning, in different places in the world, church services have already ended, and boys and girls and moms and dads and grandparents have accepted Jesus as their Savior. And if you're involved in missions, you have a part in that. Next week, I'll be preaching out of the book of Acts, where the Apostle Paul said that it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. The height of unthankfulness as we approach Thanksgiving is for you to have received Jesus as your Savior and then to do absolutely nothing to give other people the opportunity to receive Jesus as their Savior. For me, that is the height of having an unthankful and ungrateful heart. It's mind-boggling to me. But next Sunday morning, I don't know if they have that ready. If they'll put our Faith Promise Missions card up on the screen. Next Sunday morning, and then for the several weeks after that, we'll hand out our Faith Promise cards. I want you to be praying about it. That's what Missions Conference has been about. And this week, what part in the year 2020... what part are you going to have in getting the gospel to the world? We support 40 missionaries at $75 per month. What part are you going to have in that? What part do you have in that? People used to laugh when I would say this. I just don't have money to give to missions. I would make suggestions. You buy your coffee at Dunkin' Donuts, start buying it at McDonald's. It's half the price. You buy 5 cups of coffee a week, and you save about $1.50 on every cup by the end of the week. You have money to give to missions. There's all different types of ways that we can give. And we give because Jesus paid it all. He gave the most. So think about it. Pray about it. I'll leave you with these verses that are recorded in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6. Jesus said this, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal." And then he said this, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." It's a matter of the heart. It's always a matter of the heart. So we'll hand out these cards, and there's different amounts on the cards for you to pray about, and no amount is too small, and no amount is too great. But you can have a part. I don't know, at the end, when a missions conference comes and we have missionaries here and you've had a part in that all year, or we read a missions letter, or you read one in the back, or we see a video on missions, isn't it exciting just to be able to say, you know, I've had a small part in that? It is for me, it's always been for me. Brother Tony was a missionary to Quito, Ecuador for years. When I was a little boy, we had a missionary in our church by the name of Martha Brunner. She was a single woman who went to Quito, Ecuador, and my parents took a friendship with her. And she wasn't there to establish and build churches, but she was working with churches and orphanages in Quito, Ecuador. She came home one year. And there was a Ecuadorian national who was trying to build a church. And she was part of that work. And she was sharing that. And we would just sit there as little children as she would share what was going on in Quito, Ecuador, and the city, and trying to raise the money for that work there. Well, so my dad, who was a businessman, and he had done well in life, he said, "Well, how much do they need for the church?" And she gave him the figure, and she said, and he said, "Well, I'll take care of that. I'll build that church." And then she said, "Well, you give 50% and let the Ecuadorians raise the other 50%. And so that's what he did. That's how I learned missions. I mean, our church taught and preached missions, but I learned about missions in giving at the dining room table. I didn't get saved. I don't believe I was 24 years old. But I had learned that sitting in the home of Christian parents. So when it came to tithing and it came to giving to missions, well, that's just what Christians do. That's what we do. It's an expression of our heart. So you pray about it. Faith, promise, commitment card. You don't put your name on it. You don't identify yourself. We collect those cards each year to see where our faith promise is going into the following year, to see if we can take on new missionaries or maybe raise our missionaries' support. Maybe our faith promise will allow us to take all of our missionaries and go from $75 to $100 per month. I don't think any of the missionaries here would refuse that, would you? But that's what next week will bring. What part am I going to have for the year 2020? Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.